Hallelujah. Anyone feel tired tonight? Brittany, how about you? You look tired. But today was your day off, wasn't it? Yeah. How does that work? But we have a job to do tonight. I was just thinking the boys are gathered for a meeting. They had bunk worship last night. Tonight's their first time they've come together for an evening meeting. And we just want to pray that God would move by His Spirit in the village. As I mentioned before, I am somewhat amazed of the group of counselors that God brought together. And I know He has a real desire over this time, over each one, counselor and camper. And so can we just agree tonight that God would come by His Spirit and move. And so let's all pray. Let's all pray. Let's all lift our voices to God. Oh, God, 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 God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, You are able, Lord, to do abundantly above what we could ask or think, dear God. Oh, God, we pray that You would move, Lord, in the village tonight, Lord. Move by Your Spirit, dear God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, open hearts to You. Oh, Jesus, 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 come, dear God. Come by Your Spirit, dear God. Oh, my God, come, dear Lord. I praise You, Lord. I praise You, Lord. Someone lead us in prayer, please. Oh, God, 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 God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just call out to You.
Yes, Lord, oh God.
For great is Thy faithfulness.
Yes, Lord, yes,
and You have always been faithful. Every period, every session, You are always faithful.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, may these boys know Your presence tonight.
Yes, Lord.
May You anoint.
Oh, God.
Those
God,
who will be speaking.
God, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
May You penetrate hard hearts, Lord. May You break up hearts, Lord. Give them a heart of flesh. May Your Holy Spirit just be poured out tonight up there in the village, Lord. May Your will be done, Your perfect will.
Yes.
Lord, right from the very beginning, Lord, we pray that Your will would be done, and that You would work and change lives, Lord. Lord, You are faithful, and we're trusting in Your faithfulness.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Real fruit among these boys, Lord.
Oh, God, oh, God, yes, meet them, my God, meet them, my Jesus, meet them, oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
We thank You, Lord, we thank You for it, Lord, we give You the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen, 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 oh, God, would You come, dear Lord, would You come, dear Lord, would You come, dear Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, You are able, dear God. You are able, dear God. You are able, dear God. Let's also pray for the cottagers. I had a chance to be with them a little bit yesterday, and we had a good time walking to the boathouse. And I got to be a little kid again with them. And that was kind of neat. But I thought again how precious. What an opportunity we have. Just precious children who are open. And they're like an open book, so to speak, you know. And we're writing something on their lives. And may it be something that will last. Someone wrote that often the children we minister to, they might not remember a lot of the things we say, but they will remember whether or not we love them. And so let's just pray that God would move among the cottagers. Oh, Jesus, 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 come by your Spirit, dear Lord. Come by your Spirit, dear Lord. Now let's all pray again. Oh, Jesus, you love each one of them, Lord. Jesus, 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 move, Lord, move upon these precious little hearts, my God. God, we believe that you can do great and mighty things among the cottagers. And so, Lord, we just pray that you would pour out your Spirit upon them, that their eyes and hearts would be open to see you. Lord, we believe that it's possible for them to understand the way of salvation, for them to open their hearts wide to you. And so, God, I just pray that you would just work even tonight, Lord, as they prepare for bed and as the story is read to them, speak to their hearts. We thank you for the counselors there as well. Thank you for the help that you're giving. Thank you for helping our sister Antia and our sister Sarah. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for answering prayer. And let nothing hinder the work that you want to accomplish. And so we commit them to you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Maybe you've heard the story already. I'll tell you again. That I was 6 years old and in the cottage. And there's a Bible in the library to prove it. My name is written there. On that page, bright and fair. In the book of God's kingdom, my name is written there. And I remember I had responded to an invitation given in a Sunday morning meeting in this. We used to meet in this room at that time, I guess, back in the 40s. No, it wasn't the 40s. But the lodge, the village, the nice village lodge hadn't been built yet, and so we met here, and the minister gave an invitation, and I responded to that on a Sunday morning, and he took us. There wasn't many. There maybe were four or five of us, and he took us into the library after that service, and he spoke to us and made sure we understood what we had responded to. And I was six years old. And then later on in that period, Sister Caroline Gardner came down with a Bible. And she told us that if we had accepted Jesus these 2 weeks at camp, we could write our names in that Bible. And I did that. And so I know that it's real, that God can meet us at that age. And I know people, God meets them even younger. But I know that that's when I made my commitment, the first time here at Pilgrim Camp. And so I'm just so thankful that we have a part in that work. And it continues. It continues. It continues. What children this period will give their hearts to Jesus? How many? Well, we want to believe that all of them will leave this place knowing that they've met Jesus and that he lives in their hearts, that he has forgiven their sins. Hallelujah. Now maybe one of you has a song.
173.
Amen. Let's stand as we sing.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's side. There's wonderful power in the blood.
There's power, power, wonder working power in the blood.
Power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power. Power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power. Wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, I come under your blood, Lord. Oh, I need you, Jesus, to cover my heart and mind, dear God. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I pray, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your precious blood. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Oh, I praise you. Oh, Jesus,
Jesus.
Open my eyes. Be tired tonight, Lord. You know, we maybe have come to the end of ourselves already, the end of our strength, dear God, but you keep giving.
Hallelujah.
Lord, as we open our hearts to you, you keep pouring in your life. And so, Lord, we come and we just ask that you would refresh us, that you would lift us. Oh, God, you know the boys that are still in the kitchen working on those floors. Oh, God, I just pray you'd come to them. God, come to them.
Yes.
Give them strength, dear God. Give them help, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, Father, encourage them. We thank you for their service to us, to this camp. And so, Lord, here we are. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, for not entering in with all our hearts. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You may be seated. And we'll sing number 333. 333. And then I'd like to give opportunity tonight, if there are those who would give a testimony, some of you on staff, now you've been encouraged at least once a week. And this week is coming to a close quickly. So, don't wait. And anyone else who would like to glorify God, let's be free to do that.
Me to thy bosom.
Number 26 in our camp books. You have to stand for this.
I have walked alone with Jesus in a fellowship divine. Never more can earth allure me. I am his and he is mine. I have seen him, I have known him, for he deigns to walk with me, and the glory of his presence will be mine eternally. Presence will be mine eternally. Oh, the glory of his presence, oh, the beauty of his face. I am his and his forever. He has won me by his grace. In my failure, sin and broken-hearted, crushed and torn, I have felt his presence near me. He has all my burdens borne. I have seen him, I have known him, for he deigns to walk with me, and the glory of his presence will be mine eternally.
That in my failure, sin and sorrow, broken hearted, crushed and torn, I have felt his presence near me. He has all my burdens borne. I think if we've walked any distance down the path of life, we've found that it's not all roses, so to speak. But to know that Jesus is with me and he comes alongside us and he just picks us up. There have been times when I've just felt so crushed by circumstances of life, disappointed, discouraged, and just to cry out to God and to feel his presence just come. In those moments, it's nice to be on the mountaintop, isn't it? But to walk with him in the valley and to know that he walks with me there. In the darkness, goes on, in the shadow, with my Savior I have trod. Sweet indeed have been the lessons since I've walked along with God. I dare say it's really in the hard places that we learn our lessons. It's through difficulty that we learn to lean upon him and find him faithful. So let's sing that last verse.
In the darkness, in the shadow, with the Savior I have trod. Sweet indeed have been the lessons since I've walked alone with God. I have seen him, I have known him, for he deigns to walk with me. with me, and the glory of His presence will be mine.